Are we on? Hey! Hey! Mic check!
Hello, everybody. I'm back. I'm so sorry. I've missed a week. I shouldn't even say it. I need to learn to not say it. Who cares? I'm moving on. I missed a week. That's how life goes. Let's all get over it. How you doing? I'm great. I'm here at my parents' house. We just went and got some good Tex-Mex at Uncle Julio's. My mom and I shared the fajitas. My dad got a chicken platter of some kind. He was very proud of himself because he didn't eat tortillas and get bloated. That's what he kept saying. Me, I already told you what I got. Jeez. Anyway, I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas. I am in the process of installing my show at the Modern here. The 20-year survey, for anyone who hasn't heard about it, I've got a big show coming up, and today I got to see so much work from the past, pieces I haven't seen since 2004, and even before that, and it's pretty exciting. I hope if any of you guys feel like just taking a wild trip to Fort Worth at some point before the mid-February time period, I don't remember exactly when the show comes down, come on out. It won't be boring for you, I promise. And it also made me feel kind of good. I'm like, damn, I've done a lot of work in my life. And I feel like I'm only halfway done. If even that, I have a lot more I want to do with myself. So, and for anybody who's new, hi, my name's Robin O'Neill. I'm an artist. This is my podcast where I talk to you. I read to you. I tell you I love you. I tell you about my food stuff. I tell you about my health conditions. Speaking of health conditions, the only reason I didn't record last week is I ended up getting a really bad sinus infection. I got a cold that turned into a sinus infection, and I had to get on antibiotics once I realized this thing was not going away. It kept getting worse and worse. So I kind of didn't have much of a voice, and I knew I had so much coming up. I mean, these are definitely the busiest 2 weeks I'm going to have for a long time. So I figured it out and got better, even though I'm kind of slow moving, but it's good to be around my parents, and they're being so nice. Both days I've been here, both mornings, the first morning my mom prepared all of this fruit and yogurt and cereal for me so I could make a little parfait, and she put it all out really cute and made my coffee, decaf. And then my mom had to go to an appointment early today, so my dad was the one who was awake with me, and he said, Robbie, do you want a bagel and cream cheese and salmon? I was like, yes, and how do I get this every single day of my life? And so once I got ready, I was in the bathroom getting ready for the day. I came out and there's my cute bagel toasted with cream cheese and onion and capers and this awesome salmon and grapes. One of my favorite things, grapes. So, I mean, and they both sent me off with like to-go coffees. And my mom yesterday sent me to the museum with some pumpkin bread. It's just been so cute. And they're so excited about my show and inviting their friends. So I'm feeling a lot of love right now. And I'm only talking about it because I know sometimes I complain about things, but there's nothing to complain about right now in my own personal life, that is. And so I'm just going to be happy about it. Let's see. Should I start with the fun interview with my dad that I just did, or should I start with the reading? I think I'm going to start with the reading, and then I'm going to top it off. The dessert on top, the cherry on top of the dessert will be my dad. So I've had this book, I've been carrying this book around for a few weeks, remembering that I wanted to read from it again. It's Erratic Fire, Erratic Passion, The Poetry of Sports Talk by Pasha Mala and Jeff Parker. This is a featherproof book. I'll put a link in the description. You should buy it, and you should buy 5 of them. You should buy some for Christmas presents, because this is a book that everybody loves. Now, I don't remember which ones I've read. I love everything in this book. If you don't know what it is, it's basically these two writers compiled a list of the actual language, the actual words from famous athletes' post-game talk. So, interviews with athletes. And I'd grown up with sports on the TV all the time and was always astounded by some of the things that get said post-game, and I just loved hearing athletes talk. I mean, sometimes it made me laugh, sometimes it made me cry, and this book sort of celebrates that exact thing. So they made these poems out of the actual words from athletes, And they're so interesting. So this one, it's always funny, though, when I read this because I'm like, who is this? Because I don't know athletes at all unless they're golfers. So I'm going to look this up. Allen Iverson. I have no clue. I'm going to guess he's a basketball player. Let's see if I'm right. Allen Iverson, Wikipedia. Nicknamed The Answer, is an American former professional basketball player. Okay. So he is. That's a cool nickname. I want my nickname to be The Answer. Robin The Answer O'Neal. So I like this one by Allen Iverson. Here we go. Okay, it's so funny. I just cut that off. Okay, that I'm not going to read Allen's piece because it just felt weird reading it, and I don't know why. Isn't that crazy? I could just cut this whole thing out, but I don't feel like it. As I got into it, I'm like, I don't know about this. Let's just read the one in the page before. This is a Mike Tyson poem. It's called If I Was Eloquent With You. And P.S., I love hearing Mike Tyson talk. That's somebody I love. How about how he raises pigeons? I think I read his autobiography. Yeah, I'm kind of got a weird fascination with Mike Tyson. Anyway, here's this piece. I hate Mike Tyson. I don't like Mike Tyson. I only wish the worst for Mike Tyson. I'm a dreamer. I have to dream and reach for the stars. And if I miss a star, then I grab a handful of clouds. I don't think I have it anymore. I don't got the fighting guts. I don't think anymore. I'm just sorry I let everybody down. I just don't have this in my heart anymore. I don't have that ferocity. I'm not an animal anymore. I'm not going to disrespect the sport anymore. I don't love this no more. I don't love this no more. I'm just tired of fighting. If I have any anger, if it's directed at anyone, it's directed at myself, because I'm disappointed in myself. It left a great sting in my heart and a great emptiness. I want to be a better person in life. I don't like the person who I've become. I'm an insane individual. I just want to be a decent human being, which I know I can be. I'm sure I'll find something to do. What I've done in the past is history, and what I'm going to do in the future is a mystery. Whoa. That's a great one, right? How good are these? All right, I've got another one I want to read to you. I'm going to read, and I may have read this on the podcast before, and if so, I don't care, because it's so good. It's Herschel Walker, multiple Herschels. But you want to know the truth? Here's another person. I forget who Herschel Walker is. I think he's a classic football star. Okay, let's find out. Herschel Walker. American former professional football player, bobsledder, sprinter, and mixed martial artist. Okay. Yep. Okay, so Herschel Walker. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that, you guys. You would think I would remember. I know I looked that up before. Okay, here we go. Multiple Herschels. I disassociated when I was a kid. Being bullied, being overweight, being picked on, not loving myself. If a pencil fell on the floor, I would jump. People think I was trying to commit suicide. That was the farthest thing from my mind. I was rolling. I was in tall cotton. I created all these altars within myself. I created a whole team within myself. I probably have a bunch of them today. I've incorporated this guy into me. It's not the Herschel with pieces. This is Herschel as a whole now. I wrote everything. I write down everything. I created a toy. This one's very moving. I mean, that whole part, I created all these altars within myself. I created a whole team within myself. I mean, God, that's beautiful. And we all should do that, by the way. Please create altars within yourself, and please create a team within yourself. This one breaks my heart. I don't know what this one is. It's called How Beat Up Are You by Kevin Garnett. Let's look up Kevin Garnett. Who are you, Kevin Garnett? Because this poem... So basically, I just want to say also, I read this book all the time. I can't tell you how... This book is one of the best books of poetry ever, in my opinion. I'm not afraid to say it. Kevin Garnett looks like he was a basketball player. Or he is still. He's still playing. All right. Spouse Brandy Padilla. Okay. Padilla? Okay, How Beat Up Are You by Kevin Garnett. I'm beat up. John, I'm beat up. I'm beat up. I'm beat up. I'm out there. I suit up every night. I suit up every night. Banged up, hurt, whatever. 100%, 30%, ain't no numbers. It's in my heart. And you can't measure that. I'm losing. I'm losing. I'm losing. I'm losing. Hello, Kevin Garnett. Anyway, there we go. Erratic Fire, Erratic Passion, The Poetry of Sports Talk, Pashamala, and Jeff Parker. Such a good book. Now, moving on. I'm here with Jim O'Neill, my father, my dad. I don't call him father. I don't know why I just said that. He's my dad. He's very fun to be around. He's very funny. And I've got another interview with him coming up right now. I know. Hi, guys. It's me, and I am here with Mr. Jim O'Neill. Say hello to your fans, Dad.
Hi, everybody.
God, you've got a great voice. And so do I. Wouldn't you say? Do you like my voice, Dad?
I do like your voice.
Thank you. Let's see. I don't know if I'm making... Let me check something real quick. One, two. Check, check. So you guys always like it when I interview my dad. My dad's one of the only people who've been on the podcast. I believe it was you and Casey. Did you hear that episode?
I didn't hear the Casey episode, no.
I remember Casey said, I don't know what was going on. Oh, it was when, actually it was Thanksgiving of last year is when that happened. But anyway, you guys, we're back with my dad, who I love and adore and I find very funny. In fact, just a bit ago, I'm at my parents' house in Fort Worth and I was in the other room doing something and I thought I heard my mom say something to my dad. My dad said, yeah, we'll tell Robin tonight or something. But anyway, I came out of the room and I go, you'll tell Robin what? And without a beat, my dad goes, you're not really my daughter. And then my mom, also without a beat, goes, we thought this would be a good night to tell you. So anyway, this is the stuff we're dealing with here. There's also a nice storm going on. We see lightning and what is that called, Dad?
Lean in. What are we talking about?
That window that's triangular.
I don't know.
You said it last night. Dormer?
Dormer, yes, dormer.
And that, okay, we're seeing lightning. We're seeing rain. Are we scared?
No.
When was the most scared? When was the most scared of weather you've ever been?
Back in Omaha, Nebraska, back in like maybe 1972 when a big tornado hit. And I was in the National Guard, and I got called up to protect a bunch of businesses. And the crazy part about it was they gave us guns, but they didn't give us any ammunition.
Did they just forget the ammo?
No, they knew better than give us ammunition.
That is hilarious. What age were you then, 19?
Oh, no, I was probably 22, 23.
Nice. Do you miss those days at all?
No.
Would you say you enjoy the process of growing older, or is it kind of a drag?
No, I enjoy the process of growing older.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
Well, I think you become a little bit more receptive to things that I hadn't thought about before. And also, you just become a little bit more laid back. I don't really get so worked up about things, and I don't get really excited or nervous about things. So I like being the age I am.
Mm-hmm. I get that even at my age, I'm already feeling a little bit more that way. I realize, yeah, things are a bit, the surfaces are rounder. Not everything seems so severe and right. Harsh and like it's the end of the world. And you know me, I've dealt with anxiety a lot, but it's getting a little bit better. Do you ever think you deal with anxiety?
No. Well, I mean, I think when I was a corporate executive at one time, I think there was a lot of anxious moments and things, and that's why I don't miss that anymore. At this point in time, I just don't give a shit. So,
I like it. Doesn't that feel good? Mm-hmm. Don't you wish you could have had a little bit of that early on? I feel like all of our lives would be better if we would catch on to not giving a shit earlier.
Well, I think that's true, but that's hard to... It's easy to say, but hard to do.
It's really hard to do. You're right. Now, my big question for you today. Today, Dad, I was at the museum. I was in a group of about 6 or 7 or 8 people. And I don't know why, but I suddenly asked everybody, who here, raise your hand if you would say you love life? And believe it or not, every single person raised their hand except for yours truly, me. And that's not that I don't love life, but I would never like raise my hand emphatically saying, oh, I love life. But I think I have an instinct to say, if I asked you, do you love life? I feel like you might say, hey, and don't steal my Fun Dip. My dad is over here messing with my Fun Dip snack. Okay, do you love life?
Yes, I do. I really do.
You do? Yes. Have you always?
Yes, I have.
I did. I knew you would say yes, and I really respect that. I can see it. It exudes from you.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you. Well, isn't that weird that I didn't expect everybody in this group of people to just all say they did, but it was kind of nice to hear that everybody did.
I think that's a good thing.
Well, it's a great thing. I just got kind of jealous because I do love so much about life, but I'm also such a realist that I have a problem just saying, I love life. I'm always like, yeah, but it also really is difficult and aggravating at times. And you're not saying I know you know it's difficult and aggravating too, but you still love it.
Well, yeah, I love life for the biggest majority of it, but you know, all of us hate it when it's serious or something really tragic happens. I mean, but that's part of life and that's part of growing older and growing up. And so I think you got to take it all in one big, big concept here and say life overall is pretty good for us anyway. I know there are people that it's not so great, and I get very sad when I think about those people that life isn't so great for.
Exactly. And I know you do. You're very empathetic on top of just being a great person, to be honest with you. All right. Now, speaking of candy, since you were reaching over for, I swear you were about to eat my Fun Dip. Dad, I feel like I know your favorite candy, but maybe I'm wrong. If you picked your all-time favorite candy, what is it?
Well, my favorite candy would be hot tamales.
I knew it. Okay, what's a few others you like?
Well, I like candy corn, and I like hot tamales, and then I just like a regular old Hershey's chocolate bar.
Yep, we have mini ones over there. Have you eaten those this week?
Yes, I have.
I've seen them disappearing. I figured that was you. Do you have any pet peeves you'd like to tell me about? I couldn't think of any that you have. Pet peeves or things that bother you?
Well, nothing really bothers me now except Donald Trump, so that's the only thing that bothers me. That's a pet peeve for me.
Yep.
I just don't like Donald Trump.
That's a good pet peeve. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Now back to me. What is one thing you like about me?
Well, I think you're so creative and smart. I mean, I've known you for all your life, and you've always been super intelligent and very creative. You could do things with, you know, art and decorations and other things that really, I think, amaze me. And you're kind of so much like my mother that I think it's really amazing how you two are so alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, first of all. Yeah, Grandma Ginny, that's my Grandma Ginny. Some of you guys who listen have heard about her. She taught me to paint with oils when I was only 5 years old. And she really was my hero. I mean, you and Mom are also my hero. You three are my heroes. But Grandma was so much like, I noticed that when I was so young. We were just so much alike in so many ways. I mean, you could tell the audience a few more ways. I mean, just describe your mom to us, if you could, in a few sentences or a paragraph.
Well, my mom could really, she was very good at everything. She was a great cook. She was a good artist. She taught drama and English in high school to high school kids. She directed plays, and she was just, and at times she was just kind of a pain in the neck for me, because if I was home late, she'd get in the car and come out and try to find me. And you know, she was just one of those people that I am what I am today because of my mother. I think that's, and not that my dad was not very caring and really worried about what I do. He was a great person and very loving, but my mom made me what I am today.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. And she was just a riot to be around. Like, there's nobody like her in the world, I would say.
I think that's right. Yeah, she was funny and she was dramatic and she always had a story to tell. She was just very interesting.
She sure was. Yeah. I miss her all the time, and I'm so glad we had her for as long as mm-hmm. we did, though. All right, thanks for telling. Let's see, I think I have one more question. Oh, do you have a celebrity crush?
No, you know, I really don't have a celebrity crush because I just think it's idiotic to have a crush on celebrities. Now, there's celebrities that I really like because I think they're really lay out something for us that we can follow. And you know, I like some of the celebrities that do a lot for the community. And that could be a sports celebrity or it could be a a movie star or whatever, I think there's a lot of them that do so much. And one of the things that, you know, we always complain about how Americans, you know, we don't like this, we don't like that. But one thing the Americans do very well, we do so much for charity, all of us do here in this country. And I think it's very good to see our celebrities go out and do something for celebrities. So I don't think there's one that I would pick out as being any type of crush on. I like anybody, any of those folks that do anything to improve their communities that they live in.
What a great answer. I like that. Now, once I had a book when I was a kid that asked questions, you know, pet peeve, kind of the questions I'm asking you. And I think when you were a younger man, your celebrity crush, if I remember, was Michelle Pfeiffer. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer is gorgeous, still gorgeous to this day. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, again, I think she was just somebody that I was very good looking when I was younger. and so, you know, and again, I don't know if you'd call it a crush. I just thought she was very good looking. And, you know, as far as singers and songwriters, as far as, you know, when I was young, I loved the Beatles. I thought the Beatles were great. Mm-hmm. And as far as a female singer, I loved Linda Ronstadt.
You wrote her in one of those.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt, she was fantastic.
And just so talented. You loved mm-hmm. her music. Yeah, yeah, I would say, sometimes when I say crush, I don't even mean like romantic crush. It's just like, you know, who you really think is cool or awesome. So. All right. Well, last, I'd just like to ask, do you have any questions for me? You could ask me one question about food. You know, you and I talk about, you get a lot of texts from me in the middle of the day out of nowhere about food. You know, like, hey, Dad, what do you think about turkey burgers or whatever? So do you have any one question for me? It can be anything, and then I'll let you go.
Well, you know, food can be so regional. And I think you've always been kind of in the South and are in the Southwest and West. My question for you would be, now that you're in the Pacific Northwest, what type of regional food do you really like up there?
Great question. Well, you'll be surprised to know that I am, well, maybe not surprised. The newest obsession is clam chowder, the white clam chowder. What do you think?
I love clam chowder. And up there, it's great.
I know.
Ivar's Clams is such a great place.
Ivar's, that's where, is that how you say it? Ivar's?
Ivar's.
Ivar's Clam Chowder is my newest obsession.
I love it. It's great.
And I never saw myself liking that. I always liked corn chowder and potato chowder, but now I'm all about the clam chowder. So you got to come up, visit. I'll take you to Ivar's.
I love Ivar's. It's great. I've eaten there a lot of times, and it's a super place.
Yep, and their fish and chips is just the best I've ever had, too.
I like fish and chips, too.
Do you put malt vinegar on your fish and chips?
I do put malt vinegar. That's the way the Irish do, so I do it like the Irish, fish and chips.
Me too, Dad. Well, that was a great question, and I loved interviewing you. Anytime I get a chance to sit here with you and ask you questions, you better bet your ass I'm going to do it.
All right. I'm ready for more questions anytime you want to ask me.
Well, thank you. And thank you guys for listening. My dad says hello and goodbye. And we both say we love you. Right, Dad?
You bet.
All right. Bye, everybody. All right. That was so nice and fun. And my dad outed where I'm actually living. Approximately, anyway. There's no specifics there. That could be a lot of places. I'll let you guys keep guessing. It's been good talking with you guys. I can't think of anything else. Of course, I'd always appreciate any questions or if you want to leave a review on iTunes or just tell your friends about it. I always love that. I'm still selling the Me Reading Stuff t-shirts on Cotton Bureau. Proceeds are still going to the Trevor Project. Also, starting next Thursday, which is the 17th, I will be launching a new part of my website, the shop, with all sorts of various things that will be available. There will be more in the future, only a few items at first, but keep a lookout on that, robinoneal.com. Follow me on Instagram or what's the other place? Twitter at @robin_O'Neill, @robin_O'Neill. I love so many of you. I dislike none of you. I think you're funny. I like the way you ate lunch today. And I want to know more about you. So stick around, come around again, and have a great night. Good night. Bye-bye.